coming up this week on The Youth Perspective.
So the message of purpose is one that literally shifted my life. I remember in that moment, literally just beginning to ask God the question, why am I here? So much of what I do now was birthed out of me asking God the question of why. And I remember one day the Lord spoke to me regarding Purpose Awareness Month, and I was like, wow, never heard of that. And so in 2016, I launched it along with an incredible team, and we launched, it was literally just a week of activities. When we did it again in 2017, it was a month of activities, and ever since then, it has consistently been a month of activities of just helping persons, you know, to discover their why, just getting that message out there, the importance of understanding your why.
The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. You don't want to miss this episode each Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 1540 a.m. Power 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late. And I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the Youth Perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
And we're back. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another edition of The Youth Perspective. Yours truly, Cashigan Jamal. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned in to The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. And we've been having ourselves an incredible season, ladies and gentlemen. So many guests this year. I'm so excited. We've been very consistent. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, and you're locked in at 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the next one. Inspiration, 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time, ZNS2, 810, The Light, in Grand Bahama, ZNS3. And so we thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to sit back, relax, get comfortable. We're going to have ourselves a great conversation this evening. And we're speaking to the founder of Purpose Awareness Month. Yes, in the month of April, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dr. Miss Antonia Lightmore. Wow. And the Vice President of Purpose Awareness Month, Jay Ambrister. All right. How you doing, ladies?
Listen to me, you are hilarious. How are you? It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, my cousin is Chiquaze. You know, he's, you know, he's athlete.
Oh, you know,
so,
something? You know. It makes sense, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
adding
up. But I didn't drop that one in there, you know. That's the kind of conversation we can have this evening.
Yes.
It's so great to have you guys, you ladies, back in the studio.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be
Literally,
here.
It's been some years now. We just been, you know, we just this family.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very much so. And so, ladies and gentlemen, they have been here for quite some time. A few years out of the youth perspective. We've been doing this now for 8-9 years or something like that. I lost count. But they have been here. And, of course, they've been doing amazing things here locally and by extension the world. And so this show, we're talking about Purpose Awareness Month. So take me back, right? So when Purpose Awareness Month, before it even started, Where did this whole idea come from?
Wow. So the message of purpose is one that literally shifted my life. As a young girl, I remember Simone Bowe, she did a teaching on it during a Bible study. And I remember in that moment, literally just beginning to ask God the question, why am I here? And so much of what I do now was birthed out of me asking God the question of why. And I remember one day, I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but the Lord spoke to me regarding Purpose Awareness Month, and I was like, wow, never heard of that before. So, you know, you go on Google because you're trying to see if this thing actually exists anywhere else, and it didn't. And so in 2016, I launched it along with an incredible team, and That was 2016. And when we launched, it was literally just a week of activities. And then when we started again, and when we did it again in 2017, it was a month of activities. And ever since then, it has consistently been a month of activities of just helping persons, you know, to discover their why, just getting that message out there, the importance of understanding your why.
And I know it's just not a month that you celebrate, but I know that you were able to get a past prime minister to actually constitute the day. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. The proclamation is something that we actually have to get every year. And okay. We just got our proclamation again for 2024, declaring April Purpose Awareness Month and April 29th National Purpose Awareness Day. And so, you know, it's a big deal, and we want everyone to be a part of this, because the message of purpose, it's not about an age, it's not about a particular group of people. All of us were created by God for a specific purpose, and so it's for all of us. So we want everyone to be involved in this.
What's your definition of a purpose?
The reason for which something or someone exists. Yeah. You see that?
I see that.
Yes.
And do you think that many young people lack purpose?
I think we need to get the message to them. Mm. When we do the Purpose on My Campus tour, and we take a group of persons with us. I think the last one we did, we had Jaquae, we had Jade Hepburn, we had Anisha, Catherine Coakley. It was so many. Jay was there. Mm-hmm. I was there. LaQuisha Wallace was there. Siashide Cash. And it was several of us. And we were just going in and sharing our stories. Shakisha was there. And several others that I could have possibly missed out. Gia Smith. But we were sharing the message. And Keshigan, honestly, to see how those young persons came alive, to know that God sent them here with purpose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even before they were formed in their mother's womb, that God had a purpose for their lives, and there is something that they have to offer the world that nobody else can do but them. And that is a message that I saw cause them to feel so hopeful. Yeah. You know, like, wow, I'm here for something bigger. I'm here for something more. And so many of our young people struggle with feeling as if they don't belong, you know, as if nobody loves them. And to know that God loved me intentionally, like, so much so that he created me specific for this specific purpose, and he sent me here because I am the solution to a problem in the earth, that's a big deal for them. And it's a message that we have to be committed to getting to them as often as we can. And I think one thing that I always say to parents whenever I get the opportunity is, see how best, even if you can just look at the things that they are most passionate about, not trying to steer them away from that, because, you know, sometimes your child could be a little loud and always talking and stuff like that, like, oh, you so loud and you so this. And my mommy said, I used to be outside teaching the rocks, you know. Oh, wow. And she'd be like, Antonia, you need to come inside. And my grandfather was like, no, leave her, because you never know what one day it'll be. And look at it now, you know what I mean? So yeah. Just look at what it is you see them passionate about, and literally it can help you to push them and steer them into the direction of purpose.
When I was growing up, my parents, I used to kind of sit in the room and just talk to myself.
See, look at you.
And now.
Now you're talking to yourself.
I sit in the room and talk to myself. But there are, you know, goodness. Hundreds of thousands of people
this
listening.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, though. Yeah. But it was from then. Imagine, though, if they had tried to shut that down.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times as parents, they shut things down, like, because it's so natural to us. We were born with that. You fish, that's what they were born to do, what they do, you know. You take them outside of that and they can't, you know what I mean, that could kill them. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's just what they do. And so when we were born with this on the inside of us. And I tell people all the time, ask your parents, like, how were you when you were younger, what we do a lot of, like, you know, and stuff like that. It can help to point toward purpose. But we don't want to be the ones shutting it down as they are children. You know, we want to be the ones to help to pull them in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so let's, before I bring the vice president in, before I bring Jay in, is there a theme for this year?
Yeah.
Every year.
Okay. Every year.
What is the theme?
The theme is living loud, no more limits. No more limits. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I think the theme just does what the theme does. Yeah.
And young people, they could be loud. At times. And so living your life just authentically, loud, walking in your purpose, truth, walking in all that God has called you to be.
Absolutely.
Perfect segue to come to our vice president here. And you've been a part of this journey since inception, correct?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a part of something that has just touched so many young people, and they are going to grow up and be the purpose changers? Mm-hmm. You know, they will encourage other persons to walk into their purpose. And knowing that you were there from inception and you helped it to move along and grow over the years.
Honestly, it's been an amazing journey with the Purpose Awareness Team, just spreading the message of purpose. One of the events that we have done is called Kids in Purpose. And I am passionate about children. And so watching children get older, to find out what their purpose is, letting them know that they are purpose now, that they were born with purpose, and seeing them come to that understanding, it's just been so amazing for me. I love to see it.
Yeah. And what ages are you talking about?
The event, we started at age 5, I think. We did from age 5 to 12. As long as, you know, they could stay on their own, because it was a drop-off thing.
Yeah.
So we started from age 5 to 12.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about teens, young adults.
No, it's the message goes straight across all age ranges. Because at what point do you decide that someone has a purpose or doesn't? Mm-hmm. So everyone is born with a purpose. It's just a matter of discovery. Yeah. And the earlier they discover it, the quicker they get to live it out.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think even as we, you know, talk about all the things that's happening in our nation, right? And they talk about the young persons, and young persons doing this, and the young persons mm-hmm. doing that. If we can be able to, everybody collectively fulfilling their purpose,
mm-hmm.
and we are tapped into the young persons, we could be able to kind of, you know, put the block together, put the Rubik block together, right? Mm-hmm. So you're bringing the part that you do well that God has given you, and the pastor's doing his thing, the youth leader's doing their part, and so the teacher is doing their part, the principal doing their part, mm-hmm. and we all come together and we bring this child up, you know, mm-hmm. in the way that it should go. And mm-hmm. so very powerful what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to the month.
Yes.
The month that you have planned.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great month planned. We did a Purpose Pal with Zemi Stewart, and that was hosted by Danielle Miller. And Zemi had some incredible nuggets. She spoke about dreaming with no limits. Mm-hmm. And in her talking about that, she just was saying a lot of times we're waiting. When God gives us something to do, we're waiting. We want it to be perfect before we get started. We want the big thing first, you know, but don't despise humble beginnings. Yeah. You know, sometimes it starts off small, and sometimes it starts small, and then God can trust you with even the more. And so I thought that was just so amazing. And then we have a session with Mrs. Sandina Neely, and that is something that we're looking forward to as well. That is going to be hosted by Jade Hepburn. And then we have our Teens in Purpose event talent showcase that's happening on the 26th of April. Mm-hmm. And that is where we're calling all teens. Jay can further talk to that. She is the brainchild behind that particular event. But that is something that we are definitely looking forward to. But Jay, you could talk a little bit more.
Sure.
Yes, so like she said, we're having a Teens in Purpose talent showcase under the theme Live Out Loud. We're calling all the singers, dancers, rappers, poetry, spoken word, musical instruments. We have cash prizes for the first, second, and third winners. And it's being put on in collaboration with the Ministry of Youth. Uh-huh. It's going to be held at Legacy Church. Mm. On April 26th, Friday. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's $3 admission. So we are encouraging teenagers age 13 to 19 to enter into the competition. And we're encouraging their friends and family members to come and watch them showcase their talents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, when I was in high school, the talent show was my favorite class. but it was in a glass.
It was like, talent show was your class?
Yeah. And it only happened once a year. And I can tell you, once they announced it, like, whatever time frame we had, like, that's all our minds was on. Wow. And we did win a few, though. So shout out to my class. You know, we did win a few. But it's these positive events, mm-hmm. right, where yeah. young persons can throw that energy.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
They have so much energy. They have a lot of creative juices. They have a lot of ideas. And so
and our young people are talented.
Yes, they're very so talented. And so you need these type of things so they can be able to put their hearts and their minds into something that's positive.
Definitely.
Okay. And so how do they sign up for the event?
Okay, so they can go on our social media handles. It's Purpose Awareness on Facebook and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And the flyer is on there. We have a QR code that they can scan, or they can click the link in the caption.
Awesome sauce.
Yes.
Okay. So what else is happening for the month?
And on the 29th, like I said earlier, that is going to be National Purpose Awareness Day. We're asking everyone to wear coral. So you're like, boy, what color that is. So if you don't have that coral, like that pinkish orangish, you could just wear orange, or you could just wear pink, whatever you have as close to it. But we also have shirts. So if you want to purchase a shirt, you can send us an email, purposeawareness@gmail.com. And we'll be sure to get you hooked up. We're also on social media. So that's Facebook. That's Instagram. You can message us there as well, and that's Purpose Awareness. And so on that day, which is National Purpose Awareness Day, we're asking you to wear coral, and then we're also going to have our frame blast on social media. We do it every year. I think this is one of my favorite things. Everybody is posting their frames, and they are just sharing how purpose has changed their lives, or whatever that is in connection to the theme, they share it along with their post. So if you want to send in your photo, you can do that as well, and that's at purposeawareness@gmail.com. And let's celebrate purpose together. Let's get the message out there. Let's do our part. We have a part to play in this message, and so let's do what we have to do. And the question really is, why are you here? And I think that's a conversation that you must begin as soon as possible. Just ask God, like, why am I here? And it's not in going to somebody else. It's literally starting with the Creator. And like I always say, the Creator knows what the creation was created for. And so if you want to understand your purpose, it starts with Him.
Very powerful, very powerful. I'm excited because this is an amazing month, and so many wonderful things happen. So much impact will happen. And, you know, I have a challenge for you wonderful ladies. You know, we here, we don't just focus on Nassau, but we focus on the Family Islands as well.
Yes.
And so we're hoping that maybe one of these Purpose Awareness Months, you'll have something popping off in the Family Islands.
We have, you know, did our purpose on my campus. We took it to some Family Islands, and that's something that I've been feeling like we need to get started with again. So let's say probably by next year we'll be able to visit a few more Family Islands to get the message there, and even have some purpose ambassadors on these Family Islands that can help us, because you know it's only so much that we can do. But if we have ambassadors in the various islands, I think that would be so good. So that we can have that message. And you know what I've been thinking too, Cash, it's not enough for the message to just be for April, even though we amplify it in the month of April, that we continue this message all throughout the year. So that's something that I'm looking forward to doing as well.
Yeah. Purpose never stops.
Never stops.
And people need to hear it each and every day. Because there's so many people out there who have no idea why they're here. And some persons, even persons in our age range, young adults, or even some of the younger, longer folks, you know, they just believe, you know, it's all about going to work. It's all about, you know, doing the rat race.
Yeah.
Right. And so they got caught up in that. But no, God has put you here for something much bigger than paying bills.
Something that can fulfill than, you know that can give you that sense of fulfillment. There's more to life than just the routine. Like you talked about, you know, I get up, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do that. But are you, the real question is, are you feeling fulfilled? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, I encourage you to literally ask the question. Ask God the question, why am I here? And think about the things that you're passionate about. It's another way that we get to discover, what are you passionate about? What do you love? What do you hate? All of these are things that can help to lead you to your purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with grace, you will build something, create something, start something, be a part of something that will outlast you.
Absolutely.
And it will continue on.
Something that I think it was Jay that said it, that talked about when you want to know what your purpose is and you don't know where to start, serve.
That's good.
Serve. Find somewhere to serve, and that will unlock it. Mm-hmm. Because at the heart of purpose, it's service. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Jay says, and I think that is so profound, because no matter what your purpose is, it leads you to serving others.
Yes, it does.
I don't care what it is. No matter how amazing it is, no matter how big it is or what platforms it places you on, it all boils down to service. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to unlock what it is that God has placed on the inside of you, start in a place of service. Where can I serve? And serve that vision like you want someone to serve it if it was your vision.
Yeah.
That's how you serve it, in excellence. And watch and see how that unlocks the very thing that God has placed you in the earth for.
Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite quotes is by the late, great Jim Rowan, who said that the service to many leads to greatness.
Yes.
And so, persons are looking for greatness in so many different ways. But in this quote, it shares that, hey, service will get you there. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're looking for,
yeah,
it will come through the serving of the many.
Absolutely.
And you'll tap into something, mm-hmm. you'll figure out something, you'll mm-hmm. stumble on something, be like, hey, hold on, this may be it right here.
Yes.
And so, like, honestly, you said, serving. Mm-hmm. And so we got about a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure that we let persons know where they can find you on social media. So get your phones out, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are right now. I know you're on the boat. I know you're traveling in the settlement right now. You're out and about. But get your phones so you can be able to follow the Purpose Awareness Movement on social media.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook at Purpose Awareness. You can find us on Instagram, Purpose Awareness. We even on TikTok. Don't play. We on TikTok too, Purpose Awareness. You can check out our website, www.purposeawareness.com. Send us a message. Even if you want to talk through something, or when I'm talking about as it relates to purpose, or you can send us a message and we'll be more than happy to have that conversation with you as well. So hit us up and let's chat,
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And if persons want to be able to bring you out, to bring you out to regatta, they want to have purpose, awareness at the regatta.
Man, stop playing. Send me that email.
Yeah. And then also, if they want to serve as
purpose ambassadors.
Purpose ambassadors. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We want to get that going. So if that's something that you feel like you're interested in, send us a message and we will be more than happy to have the conversation with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to wrap up, before we wrap up and I get everybody's closing comments, I always like to ask this question. And so for some reason, I'm always talking to this young girl in Rumkey, but it could be anyone listening to us tonight. For the young persons who are, trying to figure out, right, there's so many things going on. We had shows where we talked about social media. And, you have these influencers, and so everybody's trying to be an influencer. Everybody's trying to create content on YouTube, right? There's so many things that's pulling and prodding our young persons, and they're trying to figure out, what am I supposed to be doing? What's going on? For the young persons right now, they're listening to us now, and they're trying to figure out, where do I start? Where do I go? All right? I'm getting ready to graduate soon. I don't know what I won't be when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Any encouragement you could give to the young persons listening in?
Well, what I would say, and I said it earlier, start the conversation. And it may seem like, but I don't know if God will answer me, or I don't know how he will answer me. Listen to me. My pastor said this. Pastor was Mary Pena. She said, God is more invested in you discovering your purpose than you will ever be. When you start that conversation, God will begin to speak to you in ways that you cannot even imagine. I'm talking about through so many different ways. Just by you going somewhere, someone may say something and it sparks something in you. You are watching something and it sparks something in you. I remember one time God gave me this idea and I was like, Lord, I say, you gotta, you know, I need to know that it's you. And literally I'm watching a movie and I think in the credits, the name that he gave me for the business shows up in the credits. And I'm like, boy, God, you're so creative, you know, and he can show up and speak to you in the most creative ways. But have the conversation with him. Like I said as well, think about the things that you are passionate about. What are the things that you absolutely love? Outside of the influence of anyone or anything else, sit with yourself. And I think a lot of times, you talked about social media, we see these people blowing up on TikTok. We see them blowing up on the different platforms and it's like, oh, I want that and I want that, just simply because of whatever the reasoning is. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that's for you, but it's just that it's what you see. And yeah, so you begin to desire it because it's what you're always seeing. But sit with yourself, have the conversation with God and begin to just think about the things that you are passionate about. Have a conversation with persons that were with you from you were a child. You know, what was I doing what did I love to do as a child? You know, have those kinds of conversations and know that you can reach out to someone, some mentor or someone that you look up to even begin a conversation that can help you, to help to direct you as well when it comes to finding out what you want to do in college and so forth. And hey, breathe. You know, I know that the pressure is there. When I came out of school, the pressure was there, but trust me, I had already made up my mind what I was going to do and what I wasn't going to do. And I was determined to just follow the path that I felt was good for me. And so take the pressure off and just do what I said, like talking to God about it, seeing what you're passionate about, talk to someone about when you were young, what were the things that you really enjoy doing, seek mentorship, and I think everything is going to be okay.
Okay. Jay, you want to?
I'd say don't be afraid to fail. I think a lot of times we have an idea of what we love or what we want to do, but because we see other people doing it better or we just don't think that we have what it takes, my thing would be to a young person, any young person listening, is not to be afraid to fail. Try it out. Keep trying. Keep going at it. And I've seen so many during the pandemic, I feel like the pandemic woke up the creatives and so many people started things that they were not so good at. And now, 4 years later, they're like experts in the field. And so I just encourage anyone to don't be afraid to fail and give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. And before we get ready to wrap up, is there a close date or is there a deadline rather for the Purpose Picture?
Yes. That will be on Wednesday. I think that is the 24th. Let me just make sure that is the correct date. Yes, the 24th of April. If you can send your photos in by that date, you'll be able to get the frame. Anytime after that, it's going to be a bit hectic for us because, you know, it's a lot of frames to produce. So, yeah.
All right. And so before we let you go, any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience?
Dr. Miles Monroe said something that when purpose is absent, abuse is inevitable. And so I think it's just important for everyone, no matter straight across age ranges, everyone to discover their purpose so that we... And so I encourage everyone to just start the journey of discovery of purpose.
I mean, that's it right there. Yeah. I would close with the theme for this year, live loud. No more limits. Do it. If it seems like it's too big, do it. The reality is, I heard someone say, if it's a dream that you can accomplish on your own, you need to go back. because the dreams that are God-given are always the dreams that you feel like you cannot accomplish on your own. Because the reality is, you can't. We need him to help us to fulfill the purpose, to accomplish a dream, whatever it is that he's placing our hearts to do. We need him to accomplish it. So if you feel like you could do it in your own strength and you got all the money to do it and all that, go back. Hey, go back. talk to him, mm-hmm. seek him. It's bigger than that, because it's bigger. It's bigger. And so I say live loud and put no limits on yourself, because the reality is God created us for greatness.
And as you were speaking, as we get ready to wrap up, you kind of reminded me of the song, the Isaiah song. And, you know, it just simply states that water is coming to the thirsty. And so if you've been thirsty for purpose, if you've been thirsty for meaning to life, just know that water is on the way. And it starts with having that conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, it starts with connecting with God, getting yourself in a faith-based ministry, you know, connecting with a pastor, and just allowing God to order your steps. And, you know, I know about me. I like to have all my I's dotted, my T's crossed, but sometimes it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're walking in faith.
Yeah.
And so it takes time. And so be patient out there, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm just a voice coming through the little radio or on your TV screen. But be patient out there and know that God is with you. All right?
Yes. I have one more thing that I want to say. I think, I know a lot of times when we talk the message of purpose, people think we're talking to their neighbor or we're talking to someone else, and we're not necessarily talking to them. Mm. But I need everyone that's listening to know that we are speaking to you, not the person that's next to you directly. You are not exempted from the message of purpose, regardless to how many mess ups you may have had, regardless to whatever it is, how you were brought up, whatever it is, we are speaking directly to you. And the message of purpose is not just for one of us. It's literally for all of us.
Amen. That here ends the scripture reading and the sermon. We thank you so much, ladies, for joining us. Always a great time when we get to talk about purpose, when we get to talk about the young persons, and really just helping to encourage them, helping to motivate them. Hey, listen, I know there's a lot of things happening in your life, but know that God is real and he is here for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you heard the voices of Antonia Lightborn, founder of Purpose Awareness Month, Jay Ambrister, vice president of Purpose Awareness Month, and of course, National Purpose Awareness Day is this month, April the 29th. All day long, ladies and gentlemen.
Wear coral. Please.
Wear coral.
Yes.
Right? I wore coral to my prom.
So, you just knew what was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, man. I knew it was in the atmosphere. Right. And so make sure, don't forget, they have shirts as well. And
yes.
So send them an email and you can be able to get your shirt. Don't forget to send your pictures,
yes.
Be a part of the frame.
Yes.
So on the day, you could be able to share your purpose
Absolutely,
story,
yes.
share
yes.
your quotes, mm-hmm. you know, all that good stuff, you know? Yeah. And then also, follow them on social media as well.
Tag us.
Tag them. Yeah. So they can see exactly what's going on. And so thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to doing this again.
Yes.
Next year, the same time, same place.
Yes.
And we look forward to what else this movement is going to do in the not-too-distant future. All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. We do this each and every Saturday right here on The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. Have an incredible night. We'll see you next week.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late. And I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Cashing and Jamal.